thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you for peace in the midst of confusion. I thank you, Lord, that we have a hope, not just might, but we have a hope and assurance that whatever we go through on this earth, you're going to be there. Hallelujah. You will never leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that. I appreciate you, Lord. I appreciate you would touch everyone in this place today, Father. Touch every sickness, oh God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I rebuke every sickness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let signs and wonders and miracles be done by your holy child, Jesus. Be lifted, Lord. For you said, oh God, if we lift you up, you would draw men unto you, Lord. So be lifted today, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Let oppression leave us, God. We are living in the last day. We are living in perilous times. Hallelujah. If we don't watch out, it will take us away. It will have us down. It will have us all. Hallelujah. But the word of God says, nothing shall separate us from your love. I believe that, Lord, with all my heart. No tribulation. Nothing is going to separate us from your love. And Lord, I pray that the saints will take that in their hearts, that no matter what happens, you're going to be there. And I just want to thank you for that, Lord. All you, give the Lord a big hand clap today. I want to thank Sister for leading the song service. It was beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have a hope in my heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, where's Jackie? Oh, good. I just thank the Lord for all my children. I really thank the Lord. And I was thinking about today about, you know, some things. And I just want to thank the Lord for today. I want you to pray for me, and I ask God for the anointing of his spirit. I ask him for the anointing of his spirit that he might help us. Hallelujah, Jesus. You may be seated. I had a pastor that was very anointed. She was very, she was a prophetess. She taught me a lot, especially how to seek God. She really taught me that. And she didn't tell anybody, but the lady who kept her let it out. Every Saturday, she spent all night with God. And you could tell it because when she got in that pulpit, she never told anybody. But the lady that kept her told me. Amen. So I'm just trying to, you know, you got to spend some time with God. You got to spend some time with anybody that you love. Ain't that right? You got to spend time. If you kids want to pass, you got to spend time in your books. You just have to spend time to make things work. Praise the Lord. So I'm trying to, last night I said, well, Lord, I don't know if I can spend all night, but I'm going to try to spend the 12 o'clock with you because I just, you know, I know it was a time I used to pray all night, trying to make it to that again. Just to spend time with the Lord. Just to let him know how much I care. Just to let him know I'm not trying to pay for anything because it was paid at the cross. Amen. He paid it all. Jesus paid it all. And he gave me a song that the angels can't sing. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord. I do. Hallelujah. And I want to sing I Surrender All. You got that in a book. I don't know it. I don't know it by memory. Thank you, Lord. And I'm singing this for the church because I believe the church feels this way also. Amen. What page is that on? Hallelujah. I'm glad to be here. I'm telling you. I'm glad to be here. Amen. And the devil is alive. Sure. Amen. It's on page 362. Thank you, Lord. We go through a lot, don't we? I don't understand the day we're living in because it looked like nothing never going to happen. And I've been asked, I told Lord last night, I said, Lord, I don't understand this day we're living in. We're living in a terrible day. Hallelujah. It looked like, you know, we hurt. And you can see what, like she was saying. I heard that the pills was higher than that. Yeah, pill, yeah. We was getting pills and I was getting, when we first went to the place to get the things for gout, they told me it was $1 a pill. Then I went back and they told me that so I got 13 pills, $13, hey. But she said, if you get 30 pills, it's $95. I said, well, give me 13. So it kept me going, getting, you know what I'm saying, because they don't take these often. But anyway, so I went back to the to get him something in a, well, about three, maybe about a month ago. And the lady said, well, I said, you, she said, you got some medicine here. I went to get some, she said, you got, I said, oh. And so I said, no, I don't want no $95 medicine now. No, I don't want that. Because if it was something he had to take, I would have, but you know. And so she said, no, it's $13. That $13, I said, oh. So I told daddy, and they don't got on to me now. I'll give a 13 pill. It's how stupid. They're a dollar pill if you get under 30. So I saw yesterday where the drug companies is just having a ball. They charging you whatever they want you. I've been behind people getting drugs. People that, you know, old people. Like she said, they're trying to get rid of old folks. Old people, they're behind 200. So how people pay for this stuff? You know, how do they get it? How do they live? Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm getting some answers, though. Will you turn with me to, no, I'm going to sing. Should I sing first? Yeah, let's sing first. This is my song. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me a song this morning. He used to do that and then done it again. I appreciate him. I just appreciate him. I mean a song, a different song to song. Lord used to give me songs. He gave me a song this morning. I sung it on the way to this. I said, oh, Lord, I need somebody to play my song. I'm going to sing All I Surrender. This is to all of us. I'm going to sing it to all for all of us. Okay? All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence I daily live. I surrender all. If you do this, raise your hands. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender humbly at his feet. I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord. I give myself to thee. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let the blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. We surrender all to you, Lord. I see the young people growing. I know they want to trust you all. I see the old ones too. They want to trust you. We all want to trust you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I surrender all to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God been dealing with me about in his house about being a vessel unto honor. Being ready when he comes. This is the last day. It's no need of us looking nowhere else. Don't be looking for no prophecy. This is the last day. Jesus is coming any day. I just really believe that, brother. I do. I believe that. And the Bible says, nay, in all things, I'm going to go to Corinthians. The Lord gave me that when I'm sitting there. He said, in all things, you are more than conquerors. Not just a conqueror, you are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We're not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. This man was saying, he's a boxer. And he said, he boxes. When he fight, he won the prize, 15. He knocked the dude out, just knocked him out. So he was the champion. He was a conqueror. And then they gave him his paycheck. He went home and put it on the table. She's more than a conqueror. And that's how he explained it. So we are more than conquerors. Jesus has won the battle. Hallelujah. Gave us the paycheck. We are more than conquerors to him that loved us. He said, for I am persuaded that no death, and we can't say too much of that because we are not living in a country where we see all these things. But there's no death, life, angels, principalities, powers, nor things present. Anything that's present. I don't care what they make about old folks. I ain't thinking about what they're talking about. I'm looking at that. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm Lord that I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am God's child. And they can't nobody do nothing to you. Nothing to you. Nothing shall remove you. Nothing shall change you. Nothing. You stand firm on what you believe in God. Stand firm on what you believe. I thank the Lord for those that are speaking up today for the sin. But, you know, I was here talking to somebody here at prayer. I said, you know what? We can tell the truth, and the truth will make us free. But it came to me when Wednesday night we was impressed. The Lord, we can tell all the truth we want to tell. But the truth still got to come from God. You can say up and say, don't do this, don't do this. But if it's not breathe with the power of God, it ain't gonna do a thing, because people just forget what you done said. Now that's what the Lord told me. So you can know the word. Most of us that, you know, we're preachers and we study the word, we know the word, we study. But without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, one brother preached that, I'll never forget it. We need the anointing. We need the anointing to break the yokes from people. We need the anointing because it ain't that we don't preach what we preach, but the yokes got to be broken. And the yokes are broken because of the anointing. So I've been praying, Lord, give me the anointing. Let me preach under the anointing of your spirit. I know the word. I've been studying since I was 14 or 8. I used to teach Sunday school when I was a kid. I've taught Sunday school. I've taught and did this and that. But I know that it takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It takes God to move people. I'm going to tell you something. It don't take a lot of words. It just takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. What did Peter and them have when they went down to that man that was sitting there? What did they have? He said, I don't have nothing, but what I got, I'm going to give it to you. We need to get that what I got thing that we can give it to him. We need to be honest with God and say, God, give us what we ain't got. I'm stirred up. I'm stirred up because, yeah, I see the world too. But you know what? I see a Jesus that died on the cross. I see a Jesus that delivered me one day. I see a Jesus when my church didn't know anything. My church didn't know nothing about demons. They didn't know nothing about devils. How I knew about Jesus, I don't know. But I don't care what nobody say. No one can take that from me. No one can take what he did for me. I know what he did for me. I know the shape I was in. I know I'd be in a nut house now. I know it. But Jesus, that name still stands. That name is still powerful. And I told God, I said, God, I don't know what I done lost along the way, but I want it back. I want my things back. I want it back. I want to go to wherever it takes to get it back. I want it back. The church need to get back what the devil done stole. Stop blaming the world. It's the church. The church got this stuff in the mess. Because he said, and my people, what'd he say? and my people that you call by my name will humble themselves, he said, I will hear from heaven. Now, if he ain't heard from heaven, watch out. And I think we need to be honest. We need to just say, God, we done lost something. Where is it? We done lost something. Come on now. We done lost something. Amen. Because he said nothing would separate us from the love of God. Those people over there dying, I just heard a brother's testimony. He was saying how they took him and he was a Muslim. And he, you know, that you're dead when you're a Muslim and get to be a Christian. Forget it, you're gone. So his family, they took him and they put him in jail. He was young. Put him in jail, beat him all up, you know, all this kind of stuff. And they beat him, so he said, Lord Jesus, all he knew is what he had read and what he was taught by God. Because they don't have the Bibles and stuff that we have over here. They put him in jail. And when they had him in jail, they took three hungry dogs and brought him into the cell where he was. He was getting ready to die. He was on the floor, beat up, and all this, you know, blood everywhere. And he was getting ready to die. Wasn't nothing going on. He didn't hear nothing. Hallelujah. So he looked up, peeped up, and the dog was sitting beside him. All the three dogs was laying around him. The people who put him in there was looking in. What in the world? These dogs must, we better go get you some more dogs. These dogs ain't right. So they went and got three more dogs. By this time, I can't pronounce his name, this brother. And he said, he got three more dogs. And they said the dogs came in. And this time, one of the dogs came in and licked his wounds. I'm talking about a God. This is the God I want to know. This is the God I got to know. This is the God I want to know. This is the God I want to know. I don't want to know about no other God. I want to know a God that when I get into something, I can know that he's going to get me out. Amen. I said, I want to know. I said, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you. I'm tired. The church, yeah, the world is a mess. It's a mess. But they laugh. Listen, they're going to laugh at you, the church and people, when God moves for you. I saw a video, sister, you sent it to me, where they was praying for a tornado. Tornado was dipping down, and the church started praying, Lord, turn around. Lord, turn. The tornado turned around. You know what they said? Oh, that was just freaky. The people said. But you can't believe that they believed that the Lord turned it around. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Amen. So just believe what it say anyway. I say believe what it say anyway. Step out and believe what God say. Just believe it anyhow if it says it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to go to Corinthians. I don't know where all that, but my heart is just, whew. I said, Lord, yeah, we're living in the last day. I said, Lord, we're living in a terrible day. These people done went crazy. Me and sister, they got no. But this is the time when the church got to get up now. This is the time. This is when Jesus came. It was a mess. But the church has got, and you see how the people are? And the Lord honored me last night. You know, I was telling you, I was trying to find something about Acts. Girl, I found a thing where the whole book of Acts is on it, acted out, and by Christian actors, and they weren't taking stuff. I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, the whole thing, the book of Acts. And I said, Lord, thank you. And the people that was around them, hallelujah, they just, it's the church. It's the church. But we got to get up and be who God said we're supposed to be. And the work is out there. It's out there. People are just, you coming here because you saved. The day you want to worship God. Well, it's people out there don't even know how to do that. You know, God, what is a God? You know, they've been taught everything. You know, Donna, you meet people. You go in, you work, you meet people. And they're just as crazy as a lizard. They don't know nothing. But, you know, I hope today the Lord get us all because the work is out there. Now, we can come here sitting down. The work is out there. In that highway, in that hedge, your next door neighbor, your people down the street, your people around the corner, that's where the work is. Say amen. Amen. I'm going to read. Turn to me, Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians
the third chapter. We've been preached to. Oh, God, we've been preached to. Oh, I know they're having a ball out there. But we've been preached to. There's some good preachers out here, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's been preached to. But it's time for the saints to get up. I thought about, you know, I said, Lord, I was thinking on these things, and I had somebody to call me and verify what God had been telling me about the foundation. Amen. We come to church, and we love the Lord. We come to church, and we love the Lord. But as soon as we leave this church, it ain't 20 minutes later. Husband, wife is fussing and fighting. Somebody kicking the dog. Somebody pinching the cat. I mean, it's a mess. The kids is out of order. Come on, come on. And I told God, and I weep. And I said, Lord, if happy people would come to church, we'd have a good service. But it's so much under there. The Lord told me this. He told me this. He said, under that foundation is a mess. Kids a mess. It's a mess. Then we come to church and we worship God. I'll be here next Sunday. Y'all know it's the truth. You can't say it ain't the truth. It ain't the truth. And I was talking to somebody and I said, and they was telling me all this stuff. Good Lord, I said, wow. Wow. And I won't say nothing else. Wow. Wow. 1 Corinthians 3. Hallelujah. He said, we are laborers together with God. I say, we are laborers together with God. God out there doing something, I'm telling you. We are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have, what do you say here? I'm missing words here. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he build thereon. Now, he laid the foundation. He's talking about the foundation for the church. For other foundations can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. But people are building everything. Churches are building everything on this foundation. But there's no other foundation but Jesus Christ. I say there's no other foundation but Jesus. That's what the Bible says. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, that's wonderful. Man's wood, hay, and stubble. I thought about it. I said, now, gold, silver, and precious stones can be refined. You build that up on that's good. But if you put wood, stead, hay, and stubble, it can be burned. Amen. But gold, you can't burn up gold. You can't burn up gems. They just, when you put them in the fire, they refine them. Is that right? So he said, if any man's work abide which he has built thereon, he shall receive a reward. He said, if any man's work be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. So he said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and I don't want to go into that, and that the Spirit of God dwell in you. We got to know that the Spirit of the Lord dwells in us today. We got the Holy Ghost. We got the power within us to help this world. We got the power in us to help somebody next door. You got it in you. It's in me. All you got to do is give it. If you don't give it, you'll never know. I said, you don't talk to that neighbor, that person on your job, you're going to never know what you got. You don't never know what you got till you try what you got. But you are more than a conqueror. It's bad. It's going to get badder. Ain't nobody going to get in that office and do nothing until this nation goes back to God. We was based upon God. They left over in the world to come over here to serve God. And unless we go back to God, this nation is going to hell. In a handbasket, as they say. Now, ain't no sense you talking about, well, you know, we put so-and-so in there. He going to do something. He ain't going to do nothing. I said, he ain't going to do nothing. Most of them can't even say Jesus when they're talking. They don't even say, you know, they act like. And when they do say it, it's phony. You know, because they think that, you know, evangelicals going to hear them. ain't seen nobody I'm voting for. I may not vote this year. I ain't going to vote because I ain't a Republican or a Democrat, thank God. I don't claim no party. I claim voting for God's man. If he Democrat, great. He Republican or whatever he is, he got to be serving God. I'm not putting them crazy people up in there. You know, I'm not going to be a part of that mess. I'm sorry. I'm just not. But I know my Redeemer lives. Church of God, you got to know your Redeemer lives. He ain't just living to give you what you need physically. God want to give us some spiritual things that would help us win this world. He's concerned. He's concerned about the people that's dying. Jesus loves these people. He loved that boy that Jackie saw. He loves everybody. He loves the people that you look at and say, oh, I don't know what's the matter with these folk. Because I do it. I said, what is wrong with these people? But these people God loved. Oh, he would have done come back a longer time ago. But because he loves us so. I don't understand. You don't have to be scared about whether they're going to take your check or whatever, sister. I'm telling you, I'm not going to sit down and figure out nothing about them taking no check. I just ain't going there. I mean, I'm too old to be worried about stuff like that. Amen. Amen. And so that's the way I feel. That's the way I feel. And so I said, let me get out. I want to get out. Hallelujah. But what I'm praying for. Y'all looking at me. See, that's the way I believe God. I'll give all of y'all enough money to get out of debt. Because, I mean, I don't need that money. I don't. I told Lord money, the accounting, I kept the books of my restaurant. And I just kept it. I said, ooh, this ain't me. I don't like to be fooled with all that money. Amen. You better pray God do it. Because I want to get the people out of debt. I wish... You know, I tried to help something in the church one time to try to help each other. The lowest debt you had, we paid, help you pay it off. That's my heart. Right, brother? That's what the Bible say. Don't owe no man anything. What you going to get? But I'm telling you, I think we done missed a whole lot of miracles to give up man. You can say, well, because something about self-preservation. That you just got to help yourself. The truth. It's just something about man. Or if that was the case, all of us would be sold out. Come on now. But it's something about man. Uh-huh. See the struggles? He loves us. Like you said that. I don't understand it. Ain't gonna, 'cause I'm still here. I said I'm still here. All these years, I'm still here. So I'm thinking, I'm still here. Lord, I got to finish. Let me finish. I ain't going nowhere. You still here. I say, you still here. You don't have to separate you, children of God. Don't let the devil separate you. Don't let these trials. The devil is a liar. Don't let it happen to you because we're just people. If something happened to you, you're going to react because you're just human. Try to believe in prayer. Let's try it out and see will it work. You don't ever know till you try it. Mark. We tried it out. I don't know why you send the Bible. I said, we must. I'm ready to try it out. I'm not ashamed to try it out. You got to get up and try it out, child. If God said thus and thus, and you said, well, I believe that, you know what they call it, laying something, you know, to make sure God just said it or something. If this, then that. I don't know if you're supposed to do that in this hour, but. They did it back in the Bible days. They would then just let it be. What was that, Gideon? He's called Gideon a mighty. He said, who are you talking to? You know how you do? You know how you do? Oh, but it's coming to you now, baby. I say, it's come. God getting ready to get some people some understanding here. They're going to know up over that devil. And he going to move when he know you know. And then he try to scare you, boo-boo, woof-woof, you know. Come on, children of God. Pray God. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are in a good place to try God. Get in, say, if God is sending me, there's some fleece down there. When I get up in the morning, he woke up the next morning, things so wet he couldn't hardly pick it up. He said, yeah, that's okay. He said, I'm going to put it back down one more time now. If this is God telling me this, Then if it falls, it's got to fall on this fleece. But it didn't. All the ground was wet. Your fleece is dry. That you ain't never seen. Don't be afraid. I told you something. Watch it now. And two more people have told you the same. God, if this is you, do such and such thing. I'm talking to all of y'all, really. He said, try me and see. He said, try me and see. He said, try me. You'd be surprised what God will do. I said, you'd be surprised what God will do. He waiting on us to, let me see what I, I was going this was kind of years ago. I was going downtown to Winsfield. I was living out here then. And I heard the Lord tell me, said, ask me largely. You know, when you think about, and I'm going to quit, but you think about God. I sit up sometime and I say, Lord, I don't know how my hand moved. How did my brain get that signal? I didn't think about, I'm going to put my hand down. I'm going to put this. No. To me, we're talking about an amazing, awesome God. You ain't got to look far to see the awesomeness of God. You don't have to look far. You can just look out there. He gave man the understanding to make concrete. God didn't look at the understanding he gives man. And we take it for granted. You're going to get out there and go and put a key in something they call a car that man made. And you're going to turn the key and you ain't going to wonder if it's going to start. Because you have some gas in it that man found from the earth that God made. And the key turned that God gave him. You see what I'm saying? I don't have to look far. I don't have to look far to see the God I serve. I just sit up in the morning and say, look at here. Well, look at that. I can move my foot. I said, Lord, and then my toes. Y'all look too deep. You don't have to look deep. You don't have to look deep. You can look at this child and say, now here, a little egg, a little something. I don't know it all. But this child grew from that. Look at the God you serve. I said, look at the God you serve. He's able. You don't have to sit here. God is able. You hear me? I said, and he wants us to know who he is. All he's doing is asking you to come on now and try me. Ask me these things. Daddy, I'm getting ready to do something now. I'm getting ready to try God on something. I'm getting ready to try him, I'm telling you. Because this is what I feel, brother. I don't have to go far. I can just look at you. And look at your hair. What's that made out of? I'm crazy, you know. And look at what is that made out of? How did God bring you here? How did you grow? How did you come? Where you come from? You understand what I'm saying? Y'all look too deep. Just look at what you got and see what God has done. You're looking at a God that's impossible to even explain. And when I got on that plane, I knew it was a God. I knew it was, and it better be. I said, Lord, if I can trust this man to take me up into your sky and put me back down, I'm going to serve you the rest of my life. And I'm going to strive to know who you are. I'm striving to know who he is. It's a strive to know who God is. Stand on your feet. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Come on, sing it. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Sing it one more time. Victory is mine. Oh, Lord, victory is mine.